Hey guys, thanks for checking out our new truth song called No Temptation. Actually, this is one of our oldest truth songs. You'll have noticed that the reference was added in there. That helped us find it easily in the Bible, and we hope that it helps you.
Every day we face temptation, and our hope is that you'll be able to see God's way out in your situation, because He always provides one. We hope you've been blessed today by this song. And we'd love it if you'd subscribe to our channel. Thanks for watching.
No temptation has seized you, except what is common to men. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it.
Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word, Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Welcome to show 134. Today the scripture reading is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 through 13, as written in the NIV. The word of God reads as follows. For I do not want you to be ignorant of the fact, brothers, that our forefathers were all under the cloud and that they all passed through the sea. They were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They all ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them, and that rock was Christ. Nevertheless, God was not pleased with most of them, their bodies were scattered over the desert. Now these things occurred as examples to keep us from setting our hearts on evil things as they did. Do not be idolaters as some of them were. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and got up to indulge in pagan revelry. We should not commit sexual immorality as some of them did. And in one day, 23,000 of them died. We should not test the Lord as some of them did and were killed by snakes. And do not grumble as some of them did and were killed by the destroying angel. These things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us, on whom the fulfillment of the ages has come. So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. No temptation has seized you except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. The Word of God for the people of God. The sermonic selection is entitled, Be Not Deceived by the Winans.
Don't listen
to the devil, no.
There is only one.
The scripture has been read for your hearing and meditation. Praying. Dear Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I want to focus on verses 12 and 13 of chapter 10 of 1 Corinthians. So, if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. My message is entitled, Temptations Are Ever Present, Don't Fall. Temptations are ever present, don't fall. Corinth was a city lacking in moral restraints, especially regarding sexual restraints. There was a disregard for strict rules of correctness. However, the Corinthians were proud of their learning and their philosophy, but simultaneously, they were addicted to gross immorality. They were particularly fond of their oratory and eloquence of speech. Corinthians had become a captivated society under the eloquent discourses of Apollos. Acts chapter 18, verses 24 through 28. They compared Apollos' teachings to that of Paul and other religious leaders. In chapter 10, Paul talked to the Greeks in light of the history of Israel and endeavored to warn them against their own spiritual immaturity and overconfidence and lack of self-discipline. He referred to Israel's escape from slavery in Egypt, and God led them by a cloud and brought them safely through the Red Sea, Exodus chapter 14. How many times has God brought us safely from point A to point B when we were faced with our what seemed like inescapable situations and circumstances? For some years now, we have been caught up between the inescapable realities of COVID-19 and its variants, the inescapable realities of wars and conflicts of the United States of America inland and those on foreign soils abroad, the inescapable realities of world and global hunger, as well as the inescapable realities of global warming and climate change, to mention a few. Just as God provided spiritual food, his word, physical food, the manna from heaven, and water in the wilderness, they drank from the spiritual rock, which was Christ. He provided for us spiritual food in his holy word, a new law, a new covenant. All of this was meant to give the Israelites life. All of this is meant to give us life and more, and life more abundantly. Paul reminded the Corinthians that the Israelites were baptized into Moses, and Scripture tells us that we are united in Christ by baptism. Paul referred to the Israelites' acts of idolatry and worshiping of the golden calf in the wilderness. When we are faced with our wildernesses, do we worship our boats, bonds, and bank accounts? Do we seek solace in our money, mansion, or Mercedes? Or do we entertain, consolation in thoughts of sexual relations, gratifications, or sexual and verbal intercourse. The Corinthians were warned about the results of grumbling and complaining about what they didn't have. Two, we should not grumble about what we don't have. Rather, we should be thankful for all that God has given us. He has given us his gift of life. He has given us our families, food he has given us, genuine friends he has given us, a responsible and reasonable measure of health, retirement with benefits, and work as a source of gainful employment. All of these things God has given to us. Therefore, when we become overwhelmed or consumed with today's pressures, we need to reflect on the lesson the Israelites learned about God so that we don't have to repeat their errors. Stay in the Word of God regularly. Be reminded of how God wants us to live. This way, we can avoid the mistakes of the Israelites and the Corinthians. Dietrich Bonhoeffer described in his book, Temptation, how it works. I'll share an excerpt as follows. With irresistible power, desire seize mastery over the flesh. It makes no difference whether it is sexual desire or ambition or vanity or desire to for revenge or love of fame and power or greed for money. Joy in God is extinguished in us, and we seek all our joy in the creature. At this moment, God is unreal to us. He loses all reality, and only desire for the creature is real. Satan does not here fill us with hatred of God, but with forgetfulness of God. The lust thus aroused envelopes the mind and the will of man in deepest darkness. Paul, however, encourages the Corinthians regarding temptation. He told them that everyone faces temptation. Don't feel like you've been singled out. Others have resisted temptation, and you can resist temptation as well. God will show you a way to resist it. Yes, God will help each of us to resist temptation by helping us to understand what temptation is. Recognize the people and situations that give you trouble. The Holy Spirit will help us in our attempts to flee anything that we know is wrong. Choose to do only what is right. Pray for God's help and seek friends or church leaders who love God and can offer help when we are tempted. Fleeing from temptation of tempting situations is the first step on the way to victory. We can read in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22, which reads, "Flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart." This is there one desiring to flee temptation? Well, you can do that today, praying, "Dear Heavenly Father, you are a faithful and loving God. There are times when we were overcome by temptation. Thank you for your forgiveness and for placing us back on the right path. We pray that you direct the steps of others that they may avoid the pitfalls of temptation. These and all blessings we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen." The closing song is entitled Solid Rock by Walter Hawkins and the Love Center Choir.
Hallelujah, on Christ. the solid rock I stand. Oh, listen, listen. That's why I'm not worried about it. Anything that is founded upon a rock, when the storms come and the winds blow, hey, glory to God, because you're going to have some storms. Hey, hallelujah. You're going to have some wind. But when it's founded upon a rock, you can stand. Hallelujah. I like that song. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. Because everything else is sinking sand. Praise the Lord. We have another message tonight. And I like this one too. I can identify with it. The song says, it's a message from the Lord to us. I wouldn't put more on you than you can bear. So if it's there, it means that you can bear it. And everyone that told God that this is unfair, I got news for you. The same God that allowed it to be has given you the strength and the grace to bear it. And it's not meant for your destruction, because everything's going to work together for your good. I can bear it. This song is going to be led by Brother Sylvester Newton. Let's receive the choir again.
You are now able to enjoy exquisite coffee and espresso by Exquisite Barista from the comfort of your home or office. Now delivering our exquisite collection of coffee blends and flavors right to you. Visit exquisitebarista.com, click the Sip Something New button, and explore the open coffee shop selection. Feel free to give me a call or text message at 704-727-6141. We're still in business to give our customers the best service and unique luxury experience that will continue to go above and beyond.
Oh no, looks like the baby got another rash again, and we're down to our last diaper.
Hey, well let me help out. Have you heard of LOPuppet.com?
Well, who are they?
LOPuppet.com is the go-to diaper brand that provides expectant couples and newborn parents with super absorbent, health-conscious baby diapers and wipes delivered right to your front door.
Well, hurry up and subscribe.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to LOPuppet.com right now. That's ELLOPuppet.com. They have an easy subscription sign-up process, and I'm on it.
Moms and dads and the rest of your village should head over to LOPuppet.com and order your trial pack today.
Hi, I'm Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin, host of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Tune into my podcast at godsword.eprn.us. On the weekends, relax and catch a matinee highlight match. Highlight is entertaining and has a deep cultural heritage. We are proud to bring Magic City Highlight to Exquisite Podcast Radio Network.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.